Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. What a fellowship the Holy Ghost has given us this morning.
Amen.
Testimony of triumph of our Lord Jesus Christ in the life of his children. Father, we give you praise and glory.
Amen.
Father, we are never enough. Stay with you always to the end of the world.
Amen.
Thank you for our singing. The God of God, the Lord of Lords, has inhabited our praises.
Amen.
Father, we thank you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. So it's time to read your word this morning. Bless the reading of it, Lord, and let it be mixed with faith, sir, in our hearts today, Lord. Father, I will go forth here, Lord, always as more than conquerors, sir, through you that loved us. Father, we thank you.
Amen.
In Jesus' holy name, Father, we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
So this morning, every one of us here, God's children, Christ's authority has been dedicated to you. Amen?
Amen.
I say the authority of Christ has been dedicated to every believer.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Lord Jesus Christ spoke the word that a miracle occurred. We will speak the same word of God and have the same miracles. For whatsoever the Lord says, we may boldly say also. Amen?
Amen.
After all, he told us in John 14:12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He gave that authority and all that, you know, and you and me are all of God's children. So, anyway, the Lord never even pray for the sick person as far as we know prayer concerned. What did he do? He was a man under authority. He just spoke the word. Praise the Lord. You know the word authority, and we speak more about it today. It looks like this age we are living in, even the believer, we don't even know so much about, you know, the power of authority, you know. Even the centurions know that I'm a man under authority, right? And you know, and even the enemies of Christ at one time they say, well, tell us by what authority you do this thing. See what I'm saying? They are mindful of the word authority in the Bible days and so forth. I don't know why it's not so much these days and so on like that, you know. Well, they now say, I want to know by what authority I do this thing. I want to ask you a question. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or from man? Oh, they reason among themselves. If he says it's from heaven, then he will now say, why don't you believe him? Because he testifies of Christ, right?
Yes.
If he said that it's you know, he's from man and so on, they all know that John was a prophet, right?
Amen.
He said, we don't know, then that we have to tell you where I get our authority from to do what I'm doing. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The point is, they are aware of the word authority in the Bible days and so on, and we should be true, you know, I told that, you know. Anyway, so we see, and you cannot give someone responsibility without giving him the authority to carry that responsibility out. Talking about the Lord Jesus Christ has dedicated to you and I authority. And even in the sense, you can't give someone responsibility to do something without giving the authority. Let's say, maybe I have somebody, a subordinate, and they have to run another for me to use my car, right? I have to give the authority to use the car, right? Praise the Lord. So the same thing. So you cannot give someone responsibility without giving him the authority to carry out the responsibility. Our Lord Jesus Christ has given us the responsibility of bearing witnesses to himself throughout the world. Because not only has he given us the responsibility, he has also given us the authority to carry out the task. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So yes, dedicated authority to you and I and all God's children. Let me show in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, as you were going to go on a session and so, he said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the of the earth. So, when he's talking to only the apostles and so on, not only for Peter, John, and James, and the 12, he foresaw all Christians coming at the end of the age to praise the Lord.
Amen.
All over the world. That's why he had dedicated authority not to Peter and only, to you and me.
Amen.
So that's what I'm trying to say this morning. And you have it too, you know. So God, the Father, sent Jesus here for a purpose. He gave him a responsibility, and he gave him the authority to carry it out. The sublime and supreme purpose, of course, for which the Lord came to this world, no, was to die on the cross and shed his blood for the forgiveness and remission of the sins of humanity. That is the sublime and the supreme purpose. I'll tell you another thing why he came. It's written in 1 John 3:8. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Praise the Lord. True, yeah, the sublime, the, supreme purpose which came to lay down his life for us and so on. But again, also, you know, it was manifested, that he might destroy the work of the devil. He came as Emmanuel, God with us, to work God's work against the kingdom of darkness, of Satan, and to take from the devil, the keys of the kingdom that he robbed Adam and Eve of. In Hebrews 2:14 we are told, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. See what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. The Bible says and heard that, you know. No, he came with God's authority. You know, he spoke the word. He worked the works of God. You know, in John 4:34, you know, in John, by the word of Sychar that Joseph gave to, I mean, that he gave to Joseph, his son and son, that, you know. As, the case of the woman of Samaria, right? He was weary on his journey. He was both man and God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I said he was weary on his journey. He was but that's where. And the woman of Samaria came back and so on like that, you know. While he was there and so on, the disciples went to go and buy food and so forth. So when he came back, you know, so they tried to offer him something. He said, well, no. They said, has any man given to eat anything like that? Then the Lord said, I'm talking about him walking in God's word. I mean, John 4:34. Jesus, said unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Praise the Lord. That's what he came to do. After his death and resurrection, the Lord Jesus Christ did not take the authority vested on him by the Father all the way to heaven, and leave us here powerless without it. He didn't do that. You know, talking about delegated authority to every believer. He passed that authority along to us as his ministers and as his laborers together with God. Because we are told in 1 Corinthians 3:9, we are laborers together with God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 3:9, he gave his authority to the disciples who followed him while they were still here on earth. And he gave it to us as his disciples, even now, at the end of the age. That's why in John 20:21, as my Father has sent me, even so sent I you. Of course, if that sent him with the authority, then he has sent us with the same authority, delegated authority to every one of us who are the children of God. Now, look at in Luke 10:19, delegated authority I'm talking about, to you and me as a child of God, Luke 10:19, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and on scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by enemies hurt you. Praise the Lord. That's right. Over all the power of the enemy. So, sum it together, no matter what you come up with, the Almighty Lord Jesus has given unto you and I power over all his power. Praise the Lord. You can only use what you know that you have. Praise the Lord. That's why we remind ourselves all the time, like this morning and so on, that you have been given to you, delegated to you, the authority, the same authority that the Lord used, have been given to you and I. So anyway, in Matthew 28:18, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And all that power has been delegated to all believers, you know, according to his word. in Hebrews 13:5, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. 2 Corinthians 3:5. Know that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Who also has made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. So the Lord has given us his own sufficiency. Like I know from that, he has given us his own sufficiency, his own ability. You see, because that word translated power, you know, all over the place, is actually in the Greek, dynamis, which means ability. See, so in Ephesians 3:20, we cannot see in the, we cannot know, understand better Ephesians 3:20, right? When you know me, that power and so on means ability, right? Then in Ephesians 3:20, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, right? When we know the power is ability, right? Then you can see it in a different light. It is according to the ability of God that is working within you and me. You see? God's marvelous ability is at work in you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. God's marvelous ability is at work within you as a child of God. We are cubed by God and with God. Praise the Lord Jesus. Because I give unto you power, right? Ability and power and so on, as you know. So anyway, we have this word that created the universe. See, the greatness of the awesomeness of what you have in Christ, right? The ability, the power and so on. See, we have the word that created the universe. We have this word that can slay or make alive, the word of the living God. You, child of God, you have the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and all the authority of heaven is back of it, that name, and is invested in it. See? You know, the Bible says, you know, that see, at the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Amen? That name belongs to you. Praise the Lord. To make the world clear that it, you know, you see, he didn't just put us here for, he just pay the devil and sorry. That's, he authorized us. He gave the authority to do all we need to do. We have the power of attorney to use the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know? So anyway, we have the great and mighty Holy Spirit who raised Jesus Christ, our Lord, from the dead. He is dwelling in us. That's why in Romans 8:11. See, dedicated authority, right? Romans 8:11 says, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Praise the Lord. If he could raise Christ from the dead, how much more? What secret can he not heal? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord Jesus. And he's dwelling in you, dwelling in me, as the scripture has said. Anyway, so we have the same ability at work within us that wrought in the Lord Jesus Christ in his past work. Let's take a look at Ephesians chapter 1, about verses 19 through 23. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards what? Look at those words, no? Towards what? Who believe? According to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion, and every name, see that one? Every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is so called. And that name belongs to you as a child of God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. So therefore, all things under his feet, right? And he is the head, and we are his body, right? So all things are under our feet. Praise the Lord. In fact, the one, I think in Romans, he said, the Lord shall bruise Satan under your feet, amen? When you are passing through anything, don't forget it, shortly, it won't be too long, amen? The Lord will bruise him under your feet. See? So Bible says so, and so I mean, in the book of Romans as well. The mighty Holy Spirit, who renewed the face of the earth. Remember in the beginning, you see, between Genesis 1 and 2, there was a void there. There was an old world that was gone and so wiped them and so on and so on, you know. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. Bible says God's Spirit moved upon the face of the deep. Praise the Lord. Yes. That's the mighty Holy Spirit who renewed the heart, the face of the earth. Who healed the sick and raised the dead. Who hushed the sea through Christ. It is the same Holy Spirit that we have today. He has not lost any of his power and ability. Praise the Lord. And he's ready in you and in me. Ready. You know, and to do exploits in us and through us. See, when he was here, the disciples, they followed the method and example of the Lord Jesus Christ and used the authority that he transmitted to them as they went out preaching the gospel. In fact, they literally, turn the world upside down. The Bible says, for we are told, they turn it down for God. They turn it down in Acts 17, verse 6. These that have turned the world upside down are come hither also, you know, as they follow the methodology of our Lord Jesus Christ. So when the church does the same thing today, you see, you're going to get the same result. Thank God for what God has been doing. In the dispensations and so forth, there are here and there that the great exploits in Christendom and so forth, we have revivals and so forth, but that is the end of the age. The mother of revival will soon break forth. Praise the Lord. We believe in this age as it begins to end and so forth. Anyway, don't forget this thing now. These men that God is so using like that, these are the same men who once denied him and after his resurrection. But now, in Mark 16:20, see what happened to them. In Mark 16:20, they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord walking with them and confirming the word with signs following. See? So, that is a key thing for us right here. So the beginning of the key to unlock the door which holds the answer to every question we may have is in that phrase there. The Lord walking with them, right? See? They're walking with them. So we have always thought of our walking with God, right? Walking with God. Walking, doing things with the Lord and so on. We don't even have to realize the depths of spiritual reality that the Lord longs to walk with us. Amen. Praise the Lord. So that is it's true. The Bible says so. So the Lord gave the disciples the great commission back in Matthew 28 verse 19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Then an unusual phenomenon took place, which I just read to you before in Mark 16 and so on. God, who created the heavens and the earth, this our great God, our Father, began to walk with them. You know? So why will God walk with them? You know, why? What did he do? What was the key? These disciples were changed from being fearful, from being unbelieving, from being doubting men, to men of authority. Praise the Lord. They have received authority. They have accepted the authority that the Lord promised them and so on. Delegated to them. Just like he has done for us also. He gave us the same authority and so on. So when you are changed to a man or woman of authority, you have the basis for doing the works of God. See, God walk with them because they were now men of authority and men of ability. And you and I have received the same authority and ability that God gave to those people and so forth. So the question is, how do you become a person of authority? Well, because it is granted unto us and delegated to us by our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Why? All authority begins and ends in the Lord Jesus Christ. All power, all authority is in Him, and He has delegated it all to you and I. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
That's why He could tell us in John 14, 12, which I read before, He that believeth on me, what that I do shall they do also. And greater word than this shall they do, as far as that, you know. So anyway, when the Lord came to this earth, He came as the Son of God with power and authority. Then I already told you where I got the authority and power from. So from the Father and Son like that, you know. Let's have this question. Let me put a thought in here. So do you think that God will send His Son into this world to face the devil without power, without the ability to accomplish all that He has set Him to do? I don't think so. And we know this thing. Knowing the divine purpose for which the Lord came, why He came, like I read to you in 1 John 3:8, this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that He might destroy the works of the devil. So the question may be asked, did God know the strength of the devil's power? That's one question. Did He know about it?
Mm-hmm.
Number two, what will you think of a God who knew the strength of the enemy's power and did not give His Son the necessary tools or weapons to do battle and to defeat and destroy that enemy's power? Is that the kind of God we have? Not really. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So now, do you think that the same Lord Jesus, the Son of God, will send you, will send me to face the same devil without power and without authority? He wouldn't do that. Praise the Lord. Dedicated authority to you. It belongs to you, to me. So anyway, the Lord said in, which I read before, Matthew 28:18, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. So the Lord recognized that the Father had given Him the authority. We need to always know today to recognize that God has delegated to all the same authority. Praise the Lord. That is the refreshing we are talking about this morning. You have the authority, the ability of God is within you, to the extent that, through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, you can do the same work that He did. So the Lord gave His own testimony in the synagogue, in His first public, testimony in the ministry and so on, that you know. When the Bible says, according to His manner, in the Luke chapter 4, let me read Luke 4:18. So it's like what the Lord said. The Bible says He was there according to His custom on the, on the Sabbath day and so forth, and was delivered unto Him the book of the prophet Isaiah, who was told in Luke chapter 4. So, and the Lord's own testimony, verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Begin to read from the book of Isaiah, right? The Messianic prophet, right? The one that told, that the virgin shall, conceive and bring forth his child, Isaiah 7:14. The same Messianic prophet, Isaiah 9:6, unto us his son is given, his son is born, his son is given, and so that, the same prophet. So begin to read from there. More things that the prophet wrote about him. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, the Lord said, because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, he said. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. There he now concluded in verse 21, And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Praise the Lord. They were so mad and so on, such a casting at the head of the blood, the healer, so just passed between out of them. Praise the Lord. His own testimony and so on. You know, so when he sent out his disciples, he told them that as the Father has sent him, with all this authority, even now, I know he was sending them. Now let me see to you. I don't just give me to Peter and John. We have seen this wonder throughout the age, church age and everything. We have seen revivals and so on. Here is what he said in Matthew 10:1, you know, authority and so on, delegated. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power. See that? Delegated authority, right? He gave unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. When I read by the disciples, don't just limit them in your mind. That is extending to you and I too. You can go through many scriptures on that and so on. That, you know, the same authority has been dedicated to you and I as God's children. Now, he not only commissioned them to preach that the kingdom of heaven was at hand, but he gave them this further instruction in verse 8 of the same chapter of Matthew 10. Here's what he said. See? Heal the sick, he said. Praise the Lord. Dedicated authority, right? Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. Praise the Lord. This command are alive today, if for you, if for me. I find that, you know. And so we see. He put powerful weapons into the hand of the believer with these words in Matthew 18:18. That's what he said again. Verily, I'm talking about delegated authority to you as a child of God, to everyone born again. Matthew 18:18. Verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Amen. And whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. You see, you know, authority, power given to you and so on. When you say whatsoever, that includes Satan himself. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. When you bind the Bible, says shall be bound in heaven. Don't you see anything? You can never lie. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It says if one single can't do is to lie. It is impossible for God to lie. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So anyway, again I say unto you that if two of you shall agree or have as touching anything, see that you want anything, that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
One, we chase 1,000. Two, we put 10,000 into flight. Amen. Praise the Lord. It is the truth of God. Praise the Lord. So anyway, so now the church, you know, we are all members of each other. We want us to work together cooperatively and in unity. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's under unity and so on that these things work and so on. Can you imagine? If demons can cooperate to torment men, how much more will God's children be always working in unity, right?
Mm-hmm.
At one time, you know, the Bible said there was the one man possessed of the devil and so on. And you know, was delivered, right? The devil went out of him and so on, that, you know. Then later on, you know, that demon and so on came back again and saw the house, you know, garnished and everything like that. What did he do? Went and take 7 other demons. See what I'm saying? And they work together and so on. So how much more God's children working in unity of pure love? Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So you agree. You have to say so. Get somebody to agree with you if you pray on something for too long. Somebody you. We should trust each other as God's children, right? Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And in agreement, say whatsoever, anything, all things, and so on, that, you know. So, the Lord demonstrated the power he was giving us and the disciples in the miracle of the withered fig tree, which you all know the story, but I read a portion of it, the Matthew version, Matthew 21:19. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it, and found nothing thereof, but leaves only, and said unto it, let no fruit grow on thee henceforth forever. And the Bible says, and presently the fig tree withered away, And when the disciples saw it, they marveled at, saying, "How soon is the fig tree withered away? Praise the Lord."
Amen.
Yeah? How soon after that, you know? Then the Lord gave them this great, promise in verse 21. What I see marveling and so on. Then he gives an authority, right? To you and I. You know, not only them that time. 21 of Matthew. Jesus answered and said unto them, "That's for you and me today too. Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, ye shall be done." Oh, look at this wonderful verse here, 22. "And all things, whatever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive." Amen?
Amen.
Where is the limit? Take the limit of God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Don't do that. The children of Israel, they limited the only one of Israel, right? Don't do that anymore. Praise the Lord. All things, whatever you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. It's not for you to ask. Say you have not, because you ask not. And when they ask on time, they ask amiss. Praise the Lord. Go straight to the point. Before you pray, he knows the thing that you have need of. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Don't begin to go around the corner and so on, when you are talking to God, as if you are talking to a stranger. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He knows it all, but he wants fellowship, communion. Praise the Lord. Come boldly to the throne of grace and so on. Don't come beggarly now and pretend to be holy. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Anyway, so delegated authority for you and me and so on. All things. See? So he delegated his authority, and we have the tools. He gave us the authority, we have the tools. 2 Corinthians 10:3. "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." Here is what we commit from time to time. Sometimes we just forget that we have to depend on him for everything, right? This weaponry and so forth, it comes from him to us. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
John 15 already showed up, "Without me you can do nothing." Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So he's the true vine, and we are the branches, right? So we don't produce those fruits. He's the producer, we bear it as a branch. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We are integrated together with the Lord and so forth. You know, so anyway, so we see idea. So anyway, now the thing is this, having said that, do we now all go out and indiscriminately or randomly begin to heal the sick everywhere, just randomly and indiscriminately? That's what we do right now, knowing what we know now. I will say no. But one thing is this, we are not to let fear or doubt our spiritual inhibition make us to fail to recognize our position in God's kingdom as the end time disciples and ministers. Praise the Lord.
Yeah,
we don't go indiscriminately. I can't just jump out of that, right? At one time, he said, "You know what? I do nothing but what the Father shows me." Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
If an example is in John chapter 5, the pool of Bethesda, where they laid the invalid and so on, the cripple and everything like that, you know? And the Lord went there one day and so. There was a man who had been paralyzed for 38 whole years. Praise the Lord. If he was the only one, we'd have been made whole. Oh, you know what? You know, when the angels had the water and nobody to put me, we'd have been made whole. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bible says, take your bed, and go. And so he did. See, it is other, that's the only one he touched, isn't it? That's all that the Father showed him. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
At one time, you know, are there not many lepers in the days of Elisha? The captain of the Syrian army was only one was sent. Are there not many widows? I'm sure that's in the days of Elijah the prophet. Praise the Lord. So it is what the Father shows me. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The ability and the power come from him. We depend on him, and as he leads us, so we do. So anyway, to the certain man, let's see, certain man, Bible tells us in Acts 3. No. Then from his mother's womb, in Acts 3:6, like what Peter said, dedicated authority, right? Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I give. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. What a revelation in that chapter of the Bible and so on, to see our dependency in wielding this authority that we have and so on. At one point, where the people that had the man of God, the man jump up, leaping and rejoicing and went into the temple and so on, and the crowd gathered together and so on, that, you know. Peter now say, I believe, you know, somewhere down there, maybe about 16 and so on. Why are you people marveling? As if by our holiness or power we have made this man whole. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
See? Be known unto you that his name, through faith in his name, amen?
Amen.
Was this man made whole. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That you are known as a beggar all of his life, but now jumping and looking and so on. Anyway, you see the dedicated authority. He knew what he had, amen? Praise the Lord. He had the authority, the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. And you should, we should always be aware of this authority that he has given unto us in his name as strong as that, you know. So anyway, and another thing is this. So, well, don't forget this. The devil is not afraid of you as a person. Praise the Lord. But he's afraid of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In James 2:19, the Bible says, the devils know there is only one God, and they tremble. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, it's only that I know, but you have a banner upon you. You have a badge of Christ upon you. That's what it has to. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
See? So, and, so the devil is afraid of the badge of authority you have in Christ. That we wear because we do not stand alone. Amen?
Amen?
See? The Lord stands with us all the time. Don't forget in Mark 16:20, right? And they went and preached everywhere, right? And they were walking with them. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
See? And so, I don't even forget him back in the days of David. The Holy Ghost wrote, because he's talking about God's presence with you and I. You know, many times the Lord himself will say this. One of them in John 8:16, I'm not alone. In John 16:32, I'm not alone. The same way, right? So anyway, so even back in Psalm 34:7 of Psalms, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The presence of the Lord, you know, always around you and so on. Not even to talk of the innumerable company of angels. The Bible says all of them are ministering spirits, right? Send forth to minister for us who are the heirs of salvation. Praise the Lord. See? All of the angels, yes? Yeah? All the angels as well. So, when we cast sight of this fact this morning, just in a nutshell, I know not too many of them, then we have the keys in our hands. The Lord Jesus spoke the word. It was accomplished. Peter and the other disciples spoke the word. It was done. That was their method of performing their God-given task. We can do it any other way, you know, the same way. anyway, we may speak the word with the same authority, you know, with the same invisible forces behind us. Praise the Lord. Yeah, it's given to you, the authority. You can speak the same word of God, and miracles will happen and so on. We not only have the badge of God's authority upon us, we have his authority in us. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's yours and mine, given to us by our Heavenly Father and so on. See more about the word authority. The word authority is a Greek, it means exousia, E-X-O-U-S-I-A. That is in Greek and so on. It means to be out. So E-X means out of. And the usia means being. So anyway, so it is the ability to go beyond yourself. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The ability to go beyond yourself. It is used of that authority which a person has given, has, which is delegated to him from someone else. So the Greek word also denotes complete mastery, superhuman power, complete, jurisdiction and so on like that, you know, what it means. So, the person delivering the authority is in a sense out of himself and acting in and through the person to whom he has delegated that authority. So, what a total powerful concept. What am I talking about here, you know? So, our Lord Jesus Christ has delegated his authority to you and me. In this sense, he is out of himself. And he is in you, in me, acting in us and, you know, and through us. I believe in John 14:20, in the Lord said that he in the Father, right? See, as he is in the Father, right? And then that he, you know, he in you and you in him. Praise the Lord. See, that's John 14. I believe I don't miss that scripture right here. I don't have it here. Anyway, so yeah, in a way. So and so also in the same sense, we are out of ourselves. We go beyond ourselves and we are in him. The Lord working with us and through us with signs following. That is why the methods of the disciples were so powerful, so decisive, so dynamically effective, and it belongs to you and I, just putting us in remembrance this morning, that which has been freely given unto us. I mean, Peter knows what he has. Such as I have, right? Praise the Lord. See? Do you know what you have? And then use it in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is time to look at our hands, many Christians and so forth, and let the Lord walk through them as the disciples did. They had grasped the keys. They spoke the word. Don't be afraid to speak the word, like our brother testified this morning. Bold as the lion, even to praise the Lord. When you have the authority of God of heaven, right? Praise the Lord that you can see that word and miracles will happen. They acted in the power and the authority of God himself, which we do all, can do every day ourselves. Such a method can never fail. It works the works of God, because we speak and God works with us, confirming the word with signs following. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So last scripture here this morning, you know, so talking of delegated, Christ has delegated the same authority. You see, everything he did, he has the power to do by the divine guidance and so forth. Two last scriptures here, which I read passages before in Luke 10:19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. That means every manifestation of satanic power. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
See? You know, I'm all. And over all the power of the enemy, you know, it's my saying here. When I see that word, all I'm just happy, amen. It's all inclusive. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Over all the power of the enemy. And God confirm, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. And then in Mark 16:20, it's not only to Peter and the rest of them. And they went forth and preach everywhere. So when you are witnessing and so forth, be mindful of these things. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And everywhere. The Lord walking with them and confirming the word with signs following. Bible says, amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. John 14:12 wasn't just written to fill the Bible. It is the truth, sir. No, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the word that I do shall they do also, and even greater. What shall they do before I go to the Father? Thank you for so much loving us, Lord, and dwelling in us, dedicated this authority to us. He gave us an assignment to do, and he has authorized us. He has empowered us. He has equipped us, sir. Oh, like David of old. All we need to do is say, Lord, teach our hands to walk.
Amen.
And our fingers to fight.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Give us the weapons already. Don't we walk in the flesh. Don't walk after the flesh. The weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. They are mighty through God to the spirit of strongholds. So we go this morning with our minds. Bible says in Romans 12, Bible says that the renewing of our mind by the word of God. So we have been renewed this morning by so many exhortations and the word of God. So we go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ as more than conquerors. Thank you, Father. Be confident. Trample over all the power of the enemy. And knowing this, nothing shall our enemies hurt us. We thank you, Lord, for putting us in remembrance, even of that which belongs to us. Father, in Jesus' holy name we pray.
Amen.
Praise to the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.